Yo, so check this out. I know that a ton of organizations struggle with onboarding, right? It's like multiple solutions to this one age-old problem, it seems. What do you do when someone new joins your team? Now, I don't think I have the end-all be-all here, but what I do think I have is something useful. And here's why. Matter of fact, yeah, this goes for everything that I talk about on this show. 98.99% of the things that I talk about on this show is things that you can go and do right now if you are a Microsoft 365 user. If you pay for that suite, majority of the things that I talk about, you can stop the show and go and do. Like, that's why I like talking about this, because I don't have to introduce you to a different software that, hey, you got to go download and then, you know, get to know a whole new piece of software. Maybe sometime I'll make that recommendation. That's cool. But what I talk about is SharePoint. And SharePoint is a tool that you already have access to. It's inside of the suite. Now, if you don't know much about it, no doubt you're going to have to learn some new software here, software being SharePoint. But it's made by the same people that made all the other tools that you use. Microsoft Excel, Microsoft Word, Microsoft PowerPoint, all the other Microsoft things that you use. It's the same company making it. So it has roughly the same vibe to it. The look and feel, kind of. The way things just operate with it. Good and bad. Mostly good, though. So I will say that. So, most of the things I'm going to talk about, you can go do. So what I'm talking about today, onboarding, I think one of the benefits of it is, like, you can get so excited and be like, man, I didn't even think about that. Let me go try that. Or let me go do that. Now, I will suggest that you go try whatever I'm talking about first. And once you get your feet wet, then you're like, oh, okay, let's implement this. Let's try to see if we could do this. So today I'm talking about onboarding, but I'm doing it. No, I'm sorry. Today I'm talking about site pages, one of the unsung heroes in the SharePoint toolbox. But I'm talking about site pages through the lens of onboarding. That's what we're doing today. So welcome to the SharePoint Help Desk podcast. My name is Thurman Trotman. I am your host. And you're tuning into a show. Well, first of all, if you've been here before, welcome back. Glad to have you back. If this is your first time, what I do on this show is I don't talk necessarily technology. I'll use the technology. I'll inform you about the technology, but I do it through strategy. I like to talk about strategies because you can't really see the technology here. If you want to see it, go to my YouTube channel. That's where you'll get hooked up. So, okay. Let's see if I could do this. I'm very excited about this, so I want to get this out and published. All right. Onboarding, again, the thing that every company is trying to solve. Some people have probably knocked this thing out of the park. I wish they would publicize it more so that we can share that advice with other companies. Anyway, site pages is a tool inside of SharePoint that you have access to. So when you think about a website, what makes a website? It's a makeup of multiple pages, or it could be one page. It could be a one-page website. The point is, pages together build your website. That's what your website is made up of. All of the stuff that you see on a website, you're literally looking at pages of information on these websites. Inside of SharePoint, you have site pages. And site pages, even though they call site pages, they're just pages. And these are literally the exact same thing as pages on websites. Same thing. They're used to present information to the person using the site. That's it. Just SharePoint calls them site pages. And they're powerful and flexible and easy to configure. All right. Now, the thing about site pages, or actually there's a ton of things about site pages, but I'm only talking about three today. The three that I'm talking about is, one, how they're so flexible. Two, how they can take complex info and simplify it, so it allows you to break down complex info. And three, this is literally how the real world works. I'm going to say that a lot. I say that a lot because if you listen to my last episode, it's kind of frustrating to me that us out here in the real world, which is everyone, when we're in the quote real world, we use the internet a certain way. But then we go into our job and we're expected to use it differently. For security reasons, I get that. So I'm not talking about the security stuff. I'm talking about processes and function and flow. That we are just used to the way things work in the regular world, especially even through our phones. A ton of us consume content on our phones. And our phones, these little things that fit in our pockets, are powerful and can do a lot. But then you get to a job, which this, you know, this company makes a ton of money, provides you with desktop software. You sit there and you use it like it's 1983. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's corny. I don't like that. So I'm here to help you not use old school technology. Use what's at your fingertips. So three things about site pages. They're flexible. They help you simplify complex information. And that's literally how the real world works. So let's talk about the first one. But again, we're doing it through the eyes of onboarding. So you want to onboard a person, right? Let's talk about the flexible nature of a site page. That's the first bullet here, which is site pages being flexible. But let's talk about onboarding. So new employee comes on board. How do you get them information? Me personally, I'm going to recommend that you sit them down in front of a website. Put them in front of this website and let them consume the content on this website. Could you do it some other way? Like you're printing out these packets and sending it to them and all of that, or email and all of that. Cool. I personally, if you're onboarding at my company, which this will be happening here in, you know, I don't know, a year or two, I'll be bringing employees onto my company. And the way I'm going to onboard those folks, you know what I'm saying? Put my money where my mouth is. They're going to get in front of a computer. Now, here's my vision. And remember, a lot of this stuff is not pie in the sky. If I hadn't worked close up to a ton of different organizations and see how they worked, I would not be able, like my, what I'm guessing here or what I'm trying to convey would not be heavily informed by real world situations. I'd be guessing here. And because I'm not guessing, I'm basically saying I know what I'm talking about. Like what I'm saying is very feasible. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not doing some pie in the sky that you can't really achieve. What I'm talking about is real stuff. So here's what I would do. I'm going to sit you down in front of a page, right? And let's say that there's now multiple leaders at my organization. Let's say I'm the CEO and I have a COO and I have a couple other folks that, you know, are heading up my new organization or my organization that's now growing. I'm going to come to my leadership and be like, listen, let me get a quick 1 or 2 minute video of you talking to the new employee, or as I like to call them, the new team member. Let's talk to the new team member, introduce yourself, and, you know, don't be stuffy. Let's just get me a good video here. So I'd get like 2 or 3 videos, right? Now I'm going to embed those on my page. I can do that. I have access to videos. I have access to links. I have access to pictures. I have access to web parts. This is like native to SharePoint. They're called web parts. They're like these little applications that allow you to do even more things on a page. But I have access to all of these things on my site page. I like video. The world loves video. Let's do video. So if I sit you down in front of a page, I could say, all right, I need you to watch these 3 videos. They're of our leadership. When you're done, you can go to the next page. So imagine your new employee came to like the first staff meeting. And during the staff meeting, you said, all right, listen, this is your first day. We just had our staff meeting. You know, you met everybody, but I'm sending you a link. I'm going to send you a link to the onboarding portal on our intranet. And I need you to, you know, walk yourself through that. So when I send them that link, that first page could say something like, all right, start here. And it's a big button that says start here. You know, with a little other blurb on the page, they click it. It says start here. They go immediately to a page that has a big video on it with a big play button. They press play. They press play. They watch maybe a clip of, you know, me, a clip of other leadership. Let's say it's 2 or 3 people. And that's this all in one video. But the last person in this video says something like, all right, we've just introduced ourselves, but now we need you to see, you know, X, Y, and Z. Make sure you click the next button. So right underneath, and they say something like, yo, and it's right underneath this video. Nice to have you on board. So the person watching the thing clicks the next button, and then when they click the next button, they could see something like a quiz, let's just say. So maybe the quiz says, hey, who is the CFO of the company? And you see three names, my name and two other people. They click, and it says, all right, good job. Cool. Now you hit next. When you hit next, maybe you see another video, and this is the person who heads up IT. So this video comes on, and an IT person goes, hey, you know, welcome aboard. My name is X, Y, and Z. I head up IT. As of this point, you should already have your computer. But here are some things that are available to you. We give out webcams if you don't have one already that you might already like. We also like to issue, we have some nice mice here. Like, we do different ergonomic mouse, whatever, you know what I'm saying, that are better for your wrist. Me, myself, you know, I'm a surfer, so I like to stay in shape. So, you know, I don't know why they would say they like to surf. But the point is like they're introducing themselves and saying you surf might be cool to, you know, show a little bit of your personality. Whatever. Then that person could be like, all right, before you go to the next video, just take a look below. It's a link to the employee handbook that shows you how to request new equipment. So right under the video, there could be a link that points you to the handbook, which is also on the intranet. And then no employee is going to sit down and read the whole entire handbook unless you force them to. And even then, they're not going to retain the information. But if you sneak out the information to them, they'll remember, they can go to the employee handbook. So the IT person in the video says something like, yo, click the link below so that you can see how we do the request process. Make sure you do that before you click the next button. So me, you know, new teammate, I click the link. I see a quick blurb with some screenshots and all this other stuff, probably in OneNote is where I would recommend this, showing me how I request the webcam that the IT person was talking about, or that new mouse, or some other process. It doesn't matter. And I'm like, cool, good to know. I'm good money. I go back to the page and I click next. And then, you know, whatever comes on the next page. So matter of fact, what could happen on the next page is, let's say I throw in another quiz. Or if I don't throw in another quiz, let's just say, hey, I put this text on the page. You just learned the request process for, request a new IT equipment. Here is a link on the home page. Here's where you can find this link on the home page of our intranet. Make sure you bookmark the intranet homepage if you haven't already. Click next. That's not a video. That's just some text on the page. This is what I'm talking about when I say, like my last episode, let's stop acting like it's 1983. You know what I mean? And use the technology that you're paying for in 2024. You know what I'm saying? Like, use that technology. You're paying for it. And this can help you improve your processes. So now let's say this person, back to this new teammate, after they, you know, the page says, you know, make sure you bookmark the homepage, whatever, whatever, and they click next. Imagine if this next one says, okay, at this point, you should have already knocked out about three videos. Before you continue this onboarding process, this is the next person you need to contact, because if they haven't already scheduled something with you, they will schedule something with you to walk you through the benefits, or let's just say, so it's the HR person, right? To contact this person, click here. Now you could make that a button be like a link to a Teams, right? Or just a link directly to the person. Or matter of fact, no. I kind of like the link to the Teams. So you get a link to a Teams team or team channel, right? Where all the HR folks are. And you get a prompt with a message like, hey, I'm the new employee. I just got to the point in the onboarding process where it says I need to contact Mr. or Mrs. Boom, Boom, Boom. I'm looking to schedule the time. And you put that message inside of the Teams chat. And one or somebody on HR is going to launch and be like, yo, because, you know, hopefully your culture is together here where we make it a priority to make the new teammates and everyone feel like you got good customer service, because that's what we do, good customer service. So the HR department is on it. You know what I'm saying? They respond to that message. Hey, new teammate, glad to have you aboard. Hopefully you're enjoying the onboarding process, blah, blah, blah. If you're not, here's a link. You're enjoying the onboarding process, here's a link. Leave some feedback, blah, 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 whatever. So the person responds. You have a little chat, and you find out if the person you're supposed to be talking to is on, it has already scheduled a meeting for you to meet with them, or you have to schedule a meeting. Regardless, the point is, that's the next step in the process. Now, you do that, right? And so now you're on the calendar. And let's say back on the onboarding page, let's say maybe the page said something like, you know, before you move forward, you definitely got to, you know, have the meeting with the person from HR. In the meantime, take a look at this. This is one of the, you know, one of the products that we recently built. Here's a short video about it and some press. And, you know, just some of the cool things that we're doing to let you know, whatever, whatever. Like, you could throw that in the process. You could throw a feedback link in the process. Hey, you've gotten this far. Tell us how you feel about it. How you feel about the onboarding process. What do you think? And you could let them know it's anonymous, and it's truly anonymous, unless you super, super, super dig, but it is really anonymous. Leave some feedback on the onboarding process. I'm sure they would love to know that information. Okay. Well, I know I would love to know that information, especially you're sitting there and I would leave a note that says something like, listen, I'm not looking for you to butter me up. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for you to give me the real response as to what you think about this onboarding process. That would be me, Thurman, the CEO of this company, with a little short video before they respond to the one page or the one question survey I would ask. Anyway, you do all of that. And the reason why I would throw in the part about, you know, make sure you meet with HR one-on-one to do this next portion is because I also don't want to sit my employee, my new teammate, in front of a computer and have them watch a bunch of stuff and interact. I know that's cool, but I want them to touch other people. I want them to be in contact with other people. So I want them to be able to you know, feel a connection, not just do everything, you know, electronically. To me, that's an efficient process, no doubt, but more efficient is getting in contact with a person. Could they have sat through the next benefits page and pretty much figured it out? Yeah. But is it better if the HR person is there to answer questions on the spot and talk to them and walk them through it? Hell to the yeah. Pardon my French. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, so that's the first bullet. It's talking about the site pages being flexible. That's what you want. All of that stuff that I was talking about is the flexibility of what you can do on these pages. And I didn't even scratch the surface. I mostly talked about like buttons and video and links and surveys. You could do way more than that. But the point is, it's flexible and you have access to this and it's out of the box. It's default SharePoint features. I haven't said anything crazy yet that isn't a default thing. All right. Number two is simplifying complex information. So speaking of this benefits page that they might get to in the process, right? Let's talk about that. You know, in some organizations, benefits can be super complicated. It's very annoying, actually, how complicated it could be. Now, if you have a large organization, it might be a little difficult to get all of your employees that you rotate in to always be able to get a one-on-one with the HR folks. That might be a little bit difficult. So then they do have to walk through that HR page by themselves. Now, with all these moving pieces, the types of health benefits you could pick, the types of dental benefits you could pick, the types of, vision, the types of vision you could pick, the other benefits that we offer, free parking, what's that thing, that legal shield thing or whatever, you know what I'm saying, where you could get free access or you get access to lawyers for a cheap amount of money, whatever, I don't know, maybe you got some extra super cool benefits. This is a lot to digest. Using site pages can allow you, I'm going to call them pages from now on, because that's what they are, they're just pages. Using pages can allow you to take this complex benefits situation and break it all down. Let's say you wanted to control the way they stepped through it. So you only put one benefit on a page. So the first page of the new, you know, benefits walkthrough, this new module, is just talking about one thing, is health, the health benefits. So the main health one. So, hey, we offer 1, 2, and 3. Each one costs this much, and here's what it's covering, blah, blah, blah. But take a look at this short video from, you know, an HR rep that is good at explaining complex stuff. So you click the video, this person explains it, cool. Now, a button underneath that allows you to, you know, say that this is what you want. You want to sign up for this health benefit. Cool. So you press the button, you submit the info, it is what it is. Then you go to the next page. And now we're talking about dental stuff. And you got to break that down using some pictures, maybe some links to the dental website, maybe some employees saying how they've used the insurance, whatever. Like, just know that this ridiculously complex, for no reason, in my opinion, information is easy to break down if you know how to, like, lay. This is where knowledge management comes in. So if you know how to do that part, your knowledge management, and you're laying out of pages, maybe you could talk to your design folks, you can take complex information and break it down and make it easy to digest for people who are, you know, on this page onboarding. Let's say we take a break from onboarding real quick. Let's say that you build equipment for, you know, the government, and it's like very, let's say you do aircraft. You can break down the process of building these aircraft using pages. And I'm going to explain how here in a second when I get to the third bullet. But just know that any complex information you have unlimited pages. You have unlimited space. You have text. Remember, I said flexibility. You got web parts, videos, text, links, pictures, all kinds of stuff to help you break down these complex sets of information. Number three, the third bullet here, is this is how we use websites in the real world. We view pages with information on them. So let's say, for instance, you have a news site that you like to go to, right? When you go to this news site, let's say you go to the main page, what are you going to see? Links to a bunch of news articles. Depending on how your favorite news site looks, you're going to see pictures, or you're going to see a picture of like a video still. You know what I'm saying? Like a freeze frame of a YouTube video with a play button. Or you'll see some text with some small icons on there. You might see some advertisements, whatever. You know that on this main page, you're going to see a lot of information. But what happens when you click on one of these things? Then you get to a specific page for that article. Might be a big image at the top. Some supporting information on the side. The main information on the main part that is for you to read, maybe click some more links, couple headings in there to space out the text, all of that. You know what I'm saying? That's on your main page of the article. That is you using the internet in the real world. That's how we use the internet. I'll give you another example. Let's say Amazon. Amazon, as we all know, you can go to the homepage. Matter of fact, live and in person, we're doing that right now. Let's go to Amazon.com. You might hear me typing here, so apologies if you don't like typing. okay, I just went to Amazon.com. I'm not logged in, so I'm seeing the unlogged in, what is this called? Experience. So at the very top, there's a search bar. So I could type in, you know, stuff that I want to search. Or right below that search bar, I see a top navigation. It says medical care, groceries, bestsellers, Amazon Basics, Prime, new releases. It's telling me the things that I could find if I click there. Clearly, if I click new releases, I'm going to go to a page and see new releases. Now, what else is on this page is the main big image at the top. It's swiping through. So it's showing me information. It says new spring gear is here, sports and outdoors. And it's a picture of a guy pulling on a like one of them bands that you work out in the gym with. The next one is Amazon Smart Thermostat. It just moved by itself and showed me a picture of the thermostat. I'm pretty sure if I clicked on that, I'd find out more information about the thermostat. As I keep going down the page, I see a section that says Celebrate Earth Month with beauty, fashion, cleaning supplies, or grocery. Another one, designer dresses for spring. Another one, trending spring styles. Like, these are different sections on the page that are telling me what I would get if I clicked on it. So let's pick one. Let's click on the Amazon Smart Thermostat. I remember I was thinking about buying one of these back in the days, but I never did. Okay, now, first of all, I noticed when I get here, I get another navigation at the top. It says Amazon devices, connected home, doorbells, cameras, lighting, security system. This is a navigation at the top that allows me to go somewhere else. What else do I see? Pictures of the Amazon Smart Thermostat. I see a rating. Sorry, it's a 4.1. I see the my cart on the side. As I scroll down, I see a description of this device. Keep scrolling, I see more descriptions. It also, if I keep on scrolling, I see similar items to this. This is a page. Oh, if I keep going, I see a video. Amazon Smart Thermostat. I could click on this video and find out more about the thermostat. Save today. Keep saving all year. More information, some links, a picture. Oh, I could use it on my phone, another video. I could just keep on scrolling here. They got a ton of stuff on this page. The point is, this is Amazon, the $1 trillion company, or it might be trigillion. I don't know. It was one of them two numbers. I don't know where they at this point. They have a website that you go to and you look through the website and you buy things. Now, you in your internal company, you're not doing e-commerce. This is e-commerce. But they would use the website the same way you would use a website. You would use your pages to present information. You can do this. You have access to this type of stuff out of the box. Think in pages. Stop thinking in email, because that's where you mostly think right now. There's no judgment, by the way. I'm not judging you. You think in email, you think, okay, I'm setting off a new project. Let me send a link out to everybody to give them all the information for the new project. Why? Okay, now I sound judgmental. Forget that why. Scratch that why off the record. I didn't mean it. Forget the why. What I mean is, I have something better. That email is going to get buried. That email is going to continue to move down my inbox. That email might be missed because I'm on vacation. Whatever. I don't read emails. Whatever. Like, all types of reasons why that email might get missed. If you already have a established intranet and people know that the intranet is where you go for all your information, you can now add a new link that says new project. Or there's a button there that already says projects. You click on project and you see all a list of projects. What would be even better is if you saw latest projects on the main page, and right underneath that you saw a button that said view all projects. That's what you want right there. So, you know, you click view all projects, you get to the project page, and then what do you see? A bunch of projects. You click on one of those and you get the details of the project. Now, at that point, you might as well just save that page for the project, like save it in your, you know, your favorites on your browser. Because maybe you want to go back to the homepage every time you want to go to this project. I don't know. That's on you. Or you just want to go directly to this project. The point is, just send an email to communicate. You send an email out and say, hey, here's a link to the new project page. Thanks, everybody, for signing up to be on the project. This is going to be great. You know, on the site, you'll see timelines, links to who or your points of contact, blah, blah, blah. Visit here. They go to a site and they have all of the information for that project. The risk register, the stakeholder list, the action items, the timeline, the budget, everything is on this site, this one specific site. And remember, this one little site is one piece of your whole entire site strategy. The point is, your site has multiple pages and the multiple pages explain and allow people to interact with the things related to the project. This is the way you want to think going forward. Think in pages, not in emails. That's all I got. As a matter of fact, this might be one of the longest episodes I've ever done, so I don't want to take any more time here. Let's wrap this thing up. So, I used to do LinkedIn Love on this show, and I haven't done it in a while, and I feel like a jerk for not doing it in a while, because there's mad cool things happening on LinkedIn, and that's my favorite social media spot, and I want to shout people out, and I keep forgetting to. But this week, I'm not. This week in LinkedIn Love, I'm shouting out Sharon Perry Ferrari. Sharon posted something today about something that I recommend, not recommended, but something I mentioned to her a while ago. I said to her, everything is content. Where were we? I think we were in an audio room in LinkedIn. So I said, everything is content. And she agreed. And she was like, Thurman, I'm going to get that put on t-shirts. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, that's what's up. So today she posted a picture of her in a t-shirt that looks like it's saying everything is content. She did say it was like a digital t-shirt. But it's all good, though. It's her in a t-shirt, and the t-shirt says everything is content. Now, she tagged me in that post, which shout out to her. I love getting tagged in dope things. This is dope. But I want to point your attention to a paragraph in her post. She says, as an executive content creator, I store, review, and curate snippets of everything because you never know when it might resonate with your experience and be there for the picking. Now, I completely agree with that because that's what I meant by everything is content. What I mean is it's everywhere. You can come up with content based on anything. It doesn't matter. All you have to do now is know how to translate that. Because, yeah, you might be posting pictures of you, walking your dog or whatever. And some people might be like, yo, why do I care about you walking your dog? I got my own dog. I walk, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do my own thing. Cool. But if you could attach you walking your dog and you saw somebody else let their dog deuce on somebody else's lawn while you were walking your dog, there's a story right there. But you got to flip that story into one, being interesting, and two, maybe you could relay it back to your business if you can, which is, you know, the ultimate goal. Learn how to spin something like that. Me personally, I think I'm good at telling stories, and I think I could take that story about seeing another person letting their dog deuce on somebody else's lawn. I can make that into a story and tie back to business. I think I'm good at that. So, like, if I did it off the top of my head right now, I'd be like, yo, that's the equivalent of, okay, I'm not going to say that, but I could turn that into a story. The point is, everything that's happening to you throughout the day. Where did I go? I went somewhere before. I had to take my son to go get a haircut. And the way my barber manages people coming in and out of the shop is an easy thing for me to talk about as far as content and like business and all that other stuff. Me, I'd be relaying it back to SharePoint. I could say that the people that I saw come in and out of his shop, he could easily be keeping a list of his customers on SharePoint. Something like that. The point is, everything is content. If you're listening to this and you are a business owner, remember that. But even better than business owners, not better than business owners, but in addition to business owners, if you are a project manager, you have to do things like communicate with your team on a regular basis. You might want to learn how to do that through stories if you need to relay information to them. It's an easy way to get people to listen to you. People love stories, and their ears, they listen different when you're talking in story. That's just my opinion, but I think a lot of people would agree with that. Okay, shout out to Sharon. Again, I appreciate you, you know what I mean, tagging me in that post. Get them t-shirts made. Throw your logo on there, and let me get a size. You know what I'm saying? Let me get a t-shirt. Double XL, you heard? All right. One last thing before I go. Make sure that you follow me on LinkedIn. I'm sorry, connect with me on LinkedIn. Or follow, whatever, it doesn't matter. Just reach out. I'm on there every day. I've been less active posting every day, but I am on there every day. I'm going to get back to posting regularly soon because right now I'm trying to like redo my strategy. I spent a whole year posting every day. I've built up a good audience. I think I have an engaged audience, but I want to make it more engaged, and I want to tailor my message better, you know what I'm saying, so I could keep getting the eyes of the people who I really need to speak to. So, shout out to you. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Two, my course /class is coming up here soon. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to do an episode just about that because that's too much to explain. But if you're a project manager in the government contracting space and you win awards, then you obviously do. Then you want to know how to manage all your post-award assets properly. You can do that on SharePoint. Not properly. I'm sorry. Efficiently. I can help you do that on SharePoint with this course. It'll show you exactly how to do that. I want you in that course because I want to help you and help you change your life. More information on that soon. Matter of fact, some information already went out about that, but I'm refining it. That's why, again, I said I think I need to do a whole episode on this. Anyway, again, I think we're going way too long here. Just thank you for listening. Really, really appreciate it. It is not lost on me that you could be doing absolutely anything else in the world right now. Matter of fact, you probably are. You're probably like washing dishes or something. And so because of that, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you listening to my episode here. And I'll catch you in the next one. I got so much more. Just check the show notes for anything I might have missed. Later.